of an anonymous whistleblower letter was identified by a committee member as a Mr. John Vicroy, a former member of our office who was then supposedly fired when his identity became known to Billy Dale, a clear violation of federal law. When it is common knowledge that John Vicroy retired from the White House, and when notified of the committee member's comments, sent a fax to the chairman that same evening stating his outrage at his name being used, completely denying any involvement with the letter, and supporting Billy Dale's handling of the office. The culmination for me, I had hoped, was when a jury, after less than 2 hours' deliberation, acquitted Billy Dale of all charges. During this trial, countless members of the press, the very people that he was supposed to be stealing from, came forth and testified on his behalf, while the Justice Department could not produce one, not one, to testify against him. For he and his family, their ordeal should have been over. In fact, the President